This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW1038. Happiness. All of us want to be happy, more than anything else, I guess. You know, if you take about the most important goals in life, whatever they may be, more money, a prettier home, a better job, fame, prestige, you name it. Really, the basic reason you want those goals is so that, well, you can be happy. Yeah, you know, when we get those things, they often don't bring the happiness we thought they would. Some of the most unhappy people in the world have everything. Money, position, prestige. Why are they unhappy? Well, the reason they're not happy is that things don't bring happiness. The real secret of happiness lies inside us. In his best-selling book, How to Be Your Own Best Friend, Mildred Newman and Bernard Berkowitz say that people expect happiness to happen to them. They don't see it as something they have to do. They have the patience to learn to operate a car, but they won't be bothered learning to operate themselves. But really, we can learn to operate ourselves. We can. And when we do, we're going to be happier. There are a couple of important guidelines I'd like to give to you which have brought people happiness down through the ages. One is, you ought to think yourself happy. Marcus Aurelius, a wise Roman philosopher, said hundreds of years ago, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself and your way of thinking." Abraham Lincoln once said, "Most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." Well, doesn't that make sense? You can think yourself into happiness. Just as easily, I guess, as you can think yourself into unhappiness. You know, if a certain kind of food makes you sick, you stop eating it. I wonder why it is that we have trouble being equally as wise in avoiding thoughts that make us sick. Another thing you can do to make yourself happy is to, love yourself. That Greek philosopher Pythagoras said a long time ago, "Above all things, reverence yourself." Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about self-centeredness. I'm not talking about being conceited. I'm talking about a wholesome, healthy love and respect for yourself. Would you ever think of advising a close friend of yours to work too hard, to not get enough sleep, to not eat properly, to worry a lot, to do all those kinds of things? Of course not. Well, you never do those things to a friend, but you know, how often do we do those things to ourselves? We're often our own worst enemies without realizing it. We bang our heads against the wall and say, "Look at the mistakes I've made. Why? Why did I do such a dumb thing? I'm no good. I can't do anything." Now, sure, we need to learn from our mistakes that we make, but let's don't dwell on them. A friend once said, "In order to love yourself, it helps to understand who you are and that you were created by the great power of the universe, God." He said, "That power created you in its own image. That is the reason enough to love yourself." Well, if you want to be happy, I'd suggest that first you think yourself happy. And you can do that by changing a lot of habits. Then you can be happy by properly loving yourself. An individual can really appreciate himself to the greatest degree when he understands that he has been made in the image of an Almighty God.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.